Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Supreme Court confirmation battle of Judge Brett Kavanaugh enters its next phase this morning, maybe the final phase, with senators expected to take a procedural vote on whether to limit debate. A final vote could come tomorrow. His confirmation appears likely to come down to the decision of just a few U.S. senators. One of them is Maine U.S. Senator, GOP Senator Susan Collins. Collins yesterday described this week's FBI investigation into sex assault allegations against Kavanaugh as, quote, thorough. For a look at the pressure and scrutiny Collins is facing, we turn now to Steve Mistler, chief political correspondent for Maine Public Radio. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Fine, thanks. So, as I understand it, an immense amount of money in the form of advertising has been spent trying to sway Collins' vote on this issue. Give us a sense of what that's been like in Maine.
Yeah, the television advertising has been $10 million nationwide, but the majority of that has been spent in Maine, about $2 million or just over that. So the ad campaign has been going on even before Judge Kavanaugh was named as the nominee, but it's certainly intensified since he was named, and even more so since the sexual assault allegations against him.
So does it feel like wall-to-wall advertising aimed at Collins about Kavanaugh when you're watching TV right now?
It sure does. But beyond that is the pressure campaign that's actually taking place inside of her offices in Maine, in Bangor, in Portland, and in other places. Now, there have been protests and demonstrations at Collins' offices ever since Donald Trump was elected. You know, people see her as a centrist Republican and potentially someone who would oppose him on certain issues or nominees. And so there's an expectation that she would oppose somebody like Judge Kavanaugh, who some feel is a threat to women's reproductive rights and some other issues. But the pressure that we've seen since he was named has been something I've never seen before. It's been sustained, intense. There's a crowdfunding campaign. It's raising money to fund Collins' potential 2020 challenger. They've raised over $1 million. And that was before the sexual assault accusations were public about Kavanaugh.
Do you think that Collins is viewed by the people who are backing all this advertising and putting all this pressure on her? Do you think she's viewed as malleable and that's why they're focusing on her?
I think that's true. I do. And I think there's also an expectation that she's malleable because she represents a state that's purple. I mean, there are wide swaths of the state that are certainly Republican strongholds, but there are also high concentrations of liberal strongholds. And so there's an expectation that she's going to represent those interests.
But the reality is that she did say the FBI investigation was, quote, very thorough. So which way do you think she's going to go? Which way do you think, based on your experience covering Senator Collins, you think she's going to vote?
That's a great question. I mean, I've, from my where I'm sitting, I've always thought that she was trying to get to yes on Kavanaugh. You know, there's a lot of pressure from the left, but there's also a lot of pressure from the right, and she feels that. So I've kind of felt like she's always been trying to get to yes. Now, that was before the sexual assault allegations, and I think that really threw her for a loop. And so it's really, I really don't know at this point.
If she does vote yes on Kavanaugh, is she going to face backlash in the other direction?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that especially with the sexual assault allegations, which has sort of excavated a lot of really horrible experiences for a lot of women, and they're angry. I mean, they were already angry just by virtue of the 2016 election. And, you know, now I think that's just intensified, and she's going to have to face that.
Steve Mistler, chief political correspondent for Maine Public Radio, thanks a lot for speaking to us this morning about Senator Collins ahead of the Kavanaugh vote.
My pleasure.